Good day, this is Binu for you, provided by Binucation. My name is Ricky Defoe. I just want to say thank you for all the listeners that have listened in over the years. I think I started the podcast in 2018. And it's been a couple of months since I've logged in. I thought it would be nice just to take time out. I just needed that. I think it's really important sometimes just to do that, even though I want to keep creating content for everyone, but sometimes it's nice for things just to come naturally as well, not just keep creating content for the sake of it, but actually kind of feeling and thinking of things that are beneficial for the listener. So again, thank you. This one's called The Power That Music and Meditation Have Over Low Moods. As I've mentioned before, I go through low moods and mild depression, and this can be it can just happen whenever. I've managed to find mechanisms to help go through that. Many people won't even notice I have low moods and mild depression because I'm, you know, you can mask it sometimes. But there's many reasons why people may have low mood and mild depression. Could be upbringing. Could just be what the brain is wired, just the way that we are as a human. It could be just things in our life, many different reasons. So it's good to always understand that the not to be judgmental in that sense, because people say, you know, always you have to be positive, and your body is not wired like that. And even though you can try many different things, sometimes you might get frustrated, or you might not be as happy, or you may be positive all the time like others. But it's impossible to be in that state of mood anyway. So we don't want to have that mindset of where you always have to be joyful, happy. Because these are moments, fleeting moments as well. But you can be neutral, your body can be in a good state and nervously. So you have your nervous system can be relaxed, it can be calm, and that's essential. So, you know, feeling things is good, having, you know, being in tune with your emotions and feeling your ups and your downs, and that's good. It's just understanding when something outweighs the other. And that goes on to what I wanted to say about how I've used and created music, and how meditations have really helped. So there are tools that you can use, and everyone has different tools. Some you may discover as well when you try different things, because sometimes you might not be open to trying different tools, or you might be at a stage or growth when you're or a certain age where something doesn't appeal to you. So meditations may seem boring, or your nervous system may be going 100 miles an hour where you can't relax. So I'm going to go through the different types of meditation, because there's meditation in movement, which I do. I have a couple of classes with the community, local community where I live, where we do walking meditations. So that's an interesting one. But I'll go through, you know, movement meditations. But going back to music, music has been the foundation of everything. it's been a savior in a way. And not only doing it professionally and stopping, but, you know, always creating, doing something. And that really does help and give me the tools to assist and help me in my life. I think everyone knows, whether you're a creator of music or just a listener, music is the one. It can actually really get you out of anything, for me personally. But music is powerful, you know, listening to it at home, it can be calm, you know, we dance to it, we celebrate to it, and it's just, it's in our lives in a big way. I'm so grateful for, you know, music in that way. But also when you're creating it, it's another dimension. It's something else. But just the arts in general, whether you're a writer, painter, poet, any type of art, it's just so grounding. Just brings you to the present moment. And no matter what you're going through, it does really make you grateful, and kind of help you go through the motions of that feeling, that mood, that struggle, that suffering in any way. Music can do that. It can heal, as everyone knows. But there's different frequencies and different resonance within music, different styles, you know, that helps. So some people don't need meditation music or kind of healing music or kind of the music that we know of New Age and flutes. It could just be, you know, something that's uplifting. It could just be, or music that could be calm. It could be R&B. It could be something that's loud. Like, I've got a friend and she said, I just put my heavy rock on today and I needed that to get me through. And it uplifted me because I was so tired and drained. And I was like, wow, you know, see that I didn't think of it in that way, because people hear it and think, oh, it's just some loud music, but it's not. It raised her up. So music in any aspect, in any frequency and tone, is powerful. So yeah, try different arts. If it's not music, do highly recommend getting into something, because and trying to keep that in your life throughout your days. And also going on to meditations. So movement meditations are Tai Chi, something that I do. It could be yoga. It could be down to something present, like doing an action, like ironing. It's not a meditation, but it's doing something mindful. So people say it becomes therapeutic. Using your hands. So just using your hands in one spot and doing something is amazing, because even I said to myself, you know, use your hands is so creative, like doing something. So as again, when I was making music and playing piano, you know, on the computer, I was using my hands. But even if you find something therapeutic, using your hands, that could be seen as a meditation. Meditation is just a category, it's a name. But we don't want to get bogged down into what it looks like, what people think it looks like, you know, just sitting in one upright position. So yoga, Tai Chi, walking meditation is something I do in the community. We walk in the park, there's no talking, but we're in a group and we're helping the mind to become present, mindful, relaxed, and then just enjoying the surroundings. And this is the movement meditations, especially the walking ones, are for people that can't sit down and quieten the mind. And that's not a problem. These are for people that find stillness difficult. And again, that's okay, because everyone is different. So the other meditations is called the transcendence meditation, is the one which is effortless. It's where you sit, you become mind-free, that means free of thoughts gradually, and you just become into the moment, present moment, and you relax. It's like you're sleeping without sleeping, in that sense. It's the best way. And it's so effortless, and you become relaxed. So again, that's not for everyone, but again, I would suggest finding some art, whether it's music, etc., to really help you, and also the different types of meditation. Find one that really suits your emotions, your lifestyle, that can really help. Thought I want to share that with everyone today, and thank you for listening.